ask for wisdom, to know when to attend to my ego, and when to make light of its hunger. When to narrow my focus, and when to make broader. Perhaps I am naive, too uncertain, for I favor neither its dominion nor its dissolution. If it is just a construct arising from a neural nexus, I cannot fully escape its swelter. And supposing I could, I wonder what else I'd lose. So pervasive is its nature. It might be what imbues me with a sense of difference, enough to feel worthy of contributing my difference. The state of contraction that gives way to expansion, like the heart, which must tighten to pump blood throughout. The feeling of continuity, an enduring narrative to further my reach and take part in community. How am I to empathize with an other if I do not know what it is like to be an I? Alas, I can't take over. It can bedevil me with the hunt for approving eyes, inflate me with heroic significance, entangle me in petty defense against other selves, distracting me from seeing that they, like I, are the flowering shoots of myriad seeds to which we are not privy. Unfixed, in flux, interdependent makers of each other's reality. Being human is bewildering. I need separation and togetherness in one. The inclusion of my ego as the bridge between. I ask for wisdom to bring the I and the many into a unified whole, for I am distinct and from others, inseparable.